Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Rosato, who is a senior director with the American Chemistry Council. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you this Tuesday after Memorial Day. I wanted to catch up with you. Last week, there was some news that we ran on Floor Daily that was talking about a study that was done in Sweden. They apparently had taken some urine samples from some small children who were playing on resilient flooring, and it came out that they had determined that if children were playing on PVC flooring, the likelihood of them having a little bit in their system was increased. Is that right?
That's right.
So I thought it'd be good to talk to you, since, first off, probably get a little background. You work for the American Chemistry Council. Talk a little bit about how you're associated with the whole phthalates business.
Well, sure. The American Chemistry Council, or ACC, represents the U.S. manufacturers, chemical manufacturers. And under that umbrella of the council, there are a number of panels that focus on individual chemicals or groups of chemicals. And the phthalate esters panel has been in operation for over 30 years, representing the interest of those products.
And phthalates is a chemical that the resilient flooring company adds to its flooring to give it a little bend. Is that right?
To make it flexible and durable, yeah, exactly.
Okay. So can you be considered as an objective source for information about phthalates?
Yes, I can. We keep track of all the available research, and the panel also has sponsored quite a bit of research in its years of existence. And, you know, really trying to get to the heart of the matter and understand what potential health effects these products may have in exposure, and also understand what kind of exposure the general public might have to the products.
Is it true that phthalates are a known carcinogen, or is that just a rumor?
No, not true. The diethyl hexyl phthalate, DEHP, which is probably one of the best known, is considered a probable carcinogen by the International Agency for Research on Cancer based on animal data, but there really is no human data that lends support to that. But, you know, in many cases, the animal data is all that's available.
So in defense of what they're saying in this research, why don't you give us your position in defense of that research that came out last week?
Sure. I think to follow up on question on potential health effects, the biggest concern, or the major concern of late with phthalate exposure, has been the suggestions of impacts on reproductive development in male animals, laboratory animals, and the potential that may have implications for developing human infants. This study is actually what's probably more interesting about this study is what the researchers don't know. I think your sort of introduction suggested that these infants were playing on resilient flooring and had absorbed phthalates from the flooring. Well, in fact, the researchers never went out to see if there actually was PVC flooring in the homes. They handed the parents a questionnaire and asked them, among a number of other questions, do you have PVC in the flooring? So they took the parents' word for whether there was PVC flooring present. Now, yes. Not that the parents would necessarily seek to deceive the researchers, but, you know, generally when you're doing this kind of research, you want to confirm that point to make sure that you're measuring what you think you're measuring, or you're measuring in a situation you think you understand the circumstances, or you know you do. They also never went in and sampled for phthalates in the home. So there are two or three different phthalates that might be used in PVC flooring, and, you know, they didn't sample, so they don't know, they have no idea what phthalates might be in the dust or in the air in the homes. They just assumed whatever one they found was what was used in the flooring. And also, depending on the conditions in the home, you know, that will influence the levels of phthalates. So they really didn't go out and do any of those measurements. And they are essentially assuming that a yes on the questionnaire means PVC flooring, means phthalate exposure.
Mm-hmm. The test showed that there was increased levels of phthalates in these children, but
right.
There's nothing wrong with having phthalates in your bloodstream.
That's a very important point. point is that, you know, we have our ability to detect levels of chemicals, natural and otherwise, is as far exceeded our ability to understand the potential significance. You know, the Centers for Disease Control, from, you know, one of the preeminent authorities in the U.S. and the world, has said, you know, just because we find levels in samples of a particular chemical doesn't mean that there's a health effect. It just means that we have some amount of exposure to them. And in fact, when you look at the data that is collected, that has been collected for phthalates over the last 10 years by the centers, levels are very low, well below levels of concern, you know, that have been identified by the federal EPA and other agencies. And in some cases, it looks like the levels are actually going down a little bit.
I guess what you're saying is that there's this Karlstad University study that came out on May 24th, it's really not proven anything at all.
No, I mean, I guess what you've proven is that, yes, these infants have some exposure to phthalates, and we know that. We know, because of their widespread use, that there are very low-level exposures across the board, sort of all age groups. That's pretty much the only thing we know. And the other concern, or the question that the researchers don't usually ask, is just because we found a particular metabolite of a phthalate in the sample today, what does that mean for tomorrow or yesterday or 2 weeks ago? These products are very quickly broken down in the body, so there's really no just because you find it once doesn't tell you anything about what that person, what that individual's exposure might have been over a longer term. And that's something that's generally forgotten. You know, most of these studies are spot samples. They take one sample. But that really doesn't tell you anything about what that person's exposure was over time.
Well, if it's not harmful, why are they looking for it and measuring it?
I think that, you know, we've got this, we have a tremendous ability to detect chemicals in biological samples, and it's become almost an industry in of itself to go in and look for what you can find in groups and then try and look at various potential health effects. I mean, it is the normal scientific process. This is a new tool that researchers have to look for, to estimate exposures. But, you know, it's a very crude tool, and it's one that we need to know a lot more before we can say this exposure causes concern about this health effect.
So I guess a quick answer to that is because they can. I mean, I asked you, you know, why are they looking for it, and you said basically it's because they can. And what you're really telling me, too, is that of all the different phthalates out there, that nothing's been proven that says it's a carcinogen in humans.
No, that's right. I said the main concern has been on developmental effects based, again, on laboratory studies. There really is not, we just haven't seen the data in humans, even though these products have been in commerce for 50, 60 plus years.
Okay.
And that should be the biggest indicator is, you know, what have we seen over time? And there's really no indication that despite the amount of time they've been used and despite the fact that they are used widely in a variety of applications, we just aren't seeing any indication of the health effects where one might suggest they might be.
Okay, Steve, if somebody wants to get together with you to debate this further, is there a place that they can reach you?
Well, let me suggest to send to my email. It's a bit complicated address, but it's Steve_Risotto, spelled R-I-S-O-T-T-O, at AmericanChemistry.com.
Okay, Steve, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Steve Risotto, who is the Senior Director with the American Chemistry Council, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.